We are? Thank you. All right, I'm calling us back in, and without objection, the speaker is going to move us down the agenda onto bills and resolutions on third reading. We are going to vote on ONCR 2310, and then we're going to dismiss everyone, and then we will bounce back up to general order day three. So we are on ONCR 2310, a resolution committing the Wildland Fire Management Department and directing distribution. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Assistant Chief. Good morning, colleagues and everyone in attendance. This resolution, I want everyone to know was, I don't want to focus on that I sponsored it, but more so that every person in this room co-sponsored with me. And that was very important because you guys all matter to everyone in this room. I wanted to read a little bit. Whereas the Osage Nation Congress wishes to commend the members of the Wildland Fire Department for their continuing efforts to protect people and the structures across the Osage Nation, and that Ross Walker and his team have responded to 89 fires this year, covering a total of 96,737 acres. Over the last 2 years, the Wildland Fire Department has been assisted by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Navajo Hotshots, a 10-man module, the Bureau of Land Management, Miles City, Montana, MTEMT, with the Miles City District, Twin Falls, Idaho, IDTFD, Twin Falls District, the USDA Forest Service, NCNCC, and Croton National Forest, the Division of Fire Ronan in Montana, MTFHA Flathead Agency, multiple Colorado agencies with the USDA Forest Service, NMCAF, the Carson National Forest, the Eastern Oklahoma Regional Office, and the Grand Ronde Tribe of Oregon and the Cherokee Nation. Likewise, the Wildland Fire Department is not, when they're not here at home fighting fires, they send crews to other parts of the country to assist in the same way. In 2022, although in a severe drought, Wildland Fire managed to send multiple resources to other agencies. In May, the department sent a 7-man IA module to the Ute Mountain Agency, Toyoak, Colorado, for 14 working days, exclusive of travel. Then in July, they sent another 8-man module to the Cherokee Nation to assist with fire suppression. In August, they sent a Type 6 Wildland Fire engine with an IA module attached, 8 firefighters total, 1 fire investigator trainee to assist and work with a qualified investigator on his position task book, and 1 heavy equipment boss to assist the CSKT Division of Fire with Flathead Agency in Ronan, Montana. Wildland Fire also ran a single engine air tanker base out of the Bartlesville Airport last year that supported an air attack plane, 4 single engine tankers, and a Type 2 helicopter from the Mark Twain National Forest with a heli-attack crew. Wildland Fire Department coordinates with 52 volunteer fire departments and the city fire departments of Hominy, Pawhuska, and Skytook to keep fires suppressed in order to protect the lives and the property within the boundaries of the Osage Nation. So therefore it be resolved that the Osage Nation Congress hereby commends the Wildland Fire Management Department and the Affiliated Department of Interior employees for the Eastern Oklahoma region who are sponsored by the nation for the important and dangerous work they do to protect the people living and working within the boundaries of the Osage Nation, and that the Osage Nation Congress extends its sincerest gratitude to all of the individuals affiliated with the Wildland Fire Management Department, who are Ross Walker, Fire Management Officer, Benny Miller, Engine Boss, Lewis Daly, Engine Boss, Ross Shimanick, Fire Prevention Specialist, Dalton Makers, Senior Firefighter, Paul Schmidt, Senior Firefighter, Jesse Stotts, Administrative Assistant, Michael Tyndall, Fireline Paramedic, Floyd Baker, Fireline Paramedic, Denton Polson, Fireline Paramedic, Connor Watkins, Fireland EMT, Brad Heyman, Engine Equipment Operator, JC Gray, Jonathan Surrett, Britton Mundy, Dylan Botcher, Jesse Carr, Joseph Lynn, Samuel Lumeyer, Landon McCartney, and Logan Anthony, and that the Osage Nation Congress directs that this resolution be distributed to the Wildland Fire Department.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2310 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn? Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Oh, yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Thank you. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming down. We appreciate you.
Speaker, motion to recess.
Motion to recess. Oh. You can go to the podium, sir.
Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, thank you guys. We appreciate it. I was also just going to say a lot of these people that you mentioned are here today. Some of them are not here today. You got BLM Engine, the Twin Falls District, they're back. Miles City is back. And then our single engine air tankers, a lot of our pilots, our seat-based manager. So you guys got these people coming in just to assist us, sacrificing, you know, their time, their family, their loved ones at home. So we commend you guys, and we thank you for appreciating us. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a motion to recess briefly. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the recess signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. We're in recess.